Tunes you like, played and sung by all your roundup favorites. Starting off this session is Lemuel Hawkins and his smoothbore banjo and Shell and Peanut. Comes now the Thomas Family Trio. Maxine, Calvin, and Marie. Sing. Oh, I said Marie. Oh, I thought he misunderstood. They're going to sing Oklahoma City.
Sticking pretty close to home, aren't you?
Got a gal in Oklahoma City. Not so smart, but she's awfully pretty. She's the only gal I'll ever love. So I'm going back to see my baby. But she didn't say maybe. Hope that I'm the one she's thinking of. Gonna ride to Oklahoma. Gotta get there mighty soon. I hope it's not too late already. Hope that gal's under.
the gal Annie Bond has just sung Sleepy Rio Grande, and mighty pretty too, Annie. By Chuck Davis and the Roundup Boys. Now we bring up Dave Denny for another song. Incidentally, Dave's been taking dancing lessons. I just heard him tell Marie over here. Arthur Morris taught him dancing with the chorus. Denny Coleman. Yes, sir. What you gonna sing?
Did you mean that last goodbye, Perry?
You don't know how much, Johnny.
Did you mean that last goodbye? Was it just to make me cry? Did you mean to leave my heart forevermore? Did you mean that last goodbye? Does your old love for me lie? Or do you still love me as you did before? Did you say it just to tease me because I love you so? Or do you really mean it? And do you want to go? Did you really mean to part and to break my aching heart? Tell me, darling, did you mean that last goodbye?
Thank you, Dave Denny. Now comes that charming bit of rustic charm. Lemuel Hawkins. Lem is really a level-headed person, though. In fact, his head's so level, it's flat. Oh! Lem will divert us with his own unique version of Old Dan Tucker. You're on, Lemuel.
Oh, I come to town the other night. I heard the noise and I saw the fight. The watchmen running around and around. Fine old Dan Tucker has come to town. Get out of the way for old Dan Tucker. Out of the way for old Dan Tucker. Out of the way for old Dan Tucker. You're too late to come to supper. Old Dan worked in a cotton field. He got stone bruises on his heels. He left the field and he went to the woods, to the little farm where the feeding was good. Get out of the way for old Dan Tucker. Out of the way for old Dan Tucker. Out of the way for old Dan Tucker. You're too late to come to supper. Now old Dan Tucker is a fine old man. He washed his face in a frying pan. He combed his head with a wagon wheel. He died with a toothache in his heel. Get out of the way for old Dan Tucker. Out of the way for old Dan Tucker. Out of the way for old Dan Tucker. You're too late to come to supper. Old Dan, he was hungry to eat some good corn, pone, and chicken meat. He went to steal him a hen mouse. All the way for old Aunt Tucker. You're too late to come to supper. And now I think that poor old aunt is getting to be a right old man. And when he dies and he goes up high, I hope the angels there don't die. Get out of the way for old Aunt Tucker. Get out of the way for old Aunt Tucker. Out of the way for old Aunt Tucker. You're too late to come to supper.
Chuck Davis and his gang get things moving with "I'm Gonna Hide Away Down in Iowa." Letter buck. Chuck. Hawkins and his two-cylinder banjo playing. Listen to the Mockingbird. There, didn't we? There was only one bird missing.
What's that?
Let's don't have that Brooklyn bird here. you really banged that one out, though, deep like, didn't you? All right, now for a song. And here's our newest vocalist. If you could see him, you'd see you in some new wrinkled old puss on it. Cowboy Jess doing "At the Rainbow's End." Okay, Jess?
I've traveled this whole world. And now I'm going down to the rainbow's end. From twilight till dawn, it's stretching on and on till I come to the rainbow's end.
Trio, Maxine, Calvin, and Marie. Dragley's number 12's up now is that Bush Happy Hayseed, Lem Hawkins. Hiya, Lem.
Oh, hello there, Perry. Old boy, how are you anyhow?
I'm fine. Tell me, Lem, were you born stupid or did you just work up to it gradually?
Huh?
Let it go. You know, Lemuel, your whole trouble is you don't have any pride in your family stock.
Oh, I don't. What are you talking about? Our hogs is the best in the country.
No. I mean your parentage, your family tree.
Family tree? What on earth are you talking about, Perry Ward?
Did you ever hear of a family tree?
No.
Well, that's where you trace your relatives, your ancestors back to.
Well, all I gotta say, if that's the case, is there's only two things that live in trees, and that's birds and monkeys.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you, Perry, you ain't got any feathers.
Get out of here! Everybody two-step with Uncle Chuck Davis and the boys beating it out. Well, Lem Hawkins comes back now with a tender ballad concerning that roving gambler. You going to tell us about it, Lem?
Yeah, I got a good one. It's a lot of hard keys in this thing.
All right, let's have one or two of them.
Only one, I guess.
I am a roving gambler. I've gambled all around. Wherever I meet with a deck of cards, I lie my money down. Washington, gamble down in Spain. I'm on my way to Georgia to knock down my last game. I have not been in Washington many more weeks than three. Till I fell in love with a pretty little girl, she fell in love with me. She took me to her parlor, she cooled me with her fan. She whispered low in a mother's ear, I love this gambling.
Oh, That's good work, Lim Hawkins. You sang about those gamblers like you knew about them. Come on up here, Jack, and give us that Stuart Hamlin hit, My Brown-Eyed Texas Rose.
No matter wherever I wander, and no matter wherever I roam, there's a spot in my heart that keeps aching for that one rose I love back home. Need my brown-eyed Texas rose, my little sweetheart of old Dixieland. When I gaze in her eyes, I saw love there, a devotion so true and grand. Though thousands of miles separated, my heartstrings keep pulling me home. Back to my flower in Texas, to my little brown-eyed Texas
Melody Roundup came to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.